So other things that will influence an outcome and things you want to do to influence a positive outcome, this is a technique called calibrating and also subconscious yeses. And the more you get yeses along your conversation, the more they're going to flow into a yes at the end. And you can even ask them to say no, which will mean a yes in their mind. And I'll go to that later on when we get into the transition of the close or the beginning to me or the journey, beginning of the journey. So calibration. This is where you're taking a measurement and making sure you're on track and also to get more yeses. Because as I've coached people and I've seen people present the opportunity, there's a tendency just to start talking about all the great things, the potential, and just sharing all the success stories and the rewards and how easy it is and what you need to do and all of the great things the company has to offer without even looking at the person. And what I want you to do is, as you present the solution, as you're having conversations, even as you're asking those questions and discovering their subconscious motivational drivers, watch them. And then when you're watching them, you can even ask this calibration question, which is, does this make sense to you? Or is this what you mean? I love the income. I want income for my lifestyle. Okay, so you want income to improve your lifestyle? Yes. And so now you get a yes. That's calibrating, where you're asking them to verify. Or as you're going through the opportunity and you're talking about, you need to be licensed. Does that make sense to you? Yes. And so you're asking to make sure they understand, to get clarity and to get a yes. And when you get to the opportunity presenting it, you can also say, there's great potential. You talk about the potential, how many people can use it, how many people need it. And then you can ask that calibration question, does that make sense? You follow me on that. And what you do now, this is a subconscious yes. When you ask that question and you want to get a yes about it being a great opportunity and the potential, and you ask them, does that make sense, or do you follow me? You nod yes at the same time. Does that make sense? And as you're nodding yes, do you follow me as you nod yes? That'll reinforce a subconscious yes. When you nod yes, there's what's called mirrored neurons. They're going to see you nodding yes, and there will be a tendency for them to say yes in their mind, or to nod yes back to you, or just to think of yes, because they're seeing a yes body motion. And you don't want to do it consistently. You don't want to continue to nod yes, because you'll look like a bobblehead just nodding yes, and it won't have the effect. So, isn't this a great opportunity? And then you nod yes at the same time. Isn't this a great opportunity? As you nod yes. Because you imagine, you can say that same thing. Isn't this a great opportunity without nodding yes? It's a great positive statement. However, do that right now. Isn't this a great opportunity? While you're nodding yes, you can imagine the impact it'll have on somebody. And some people are doing this naturally. You may be doing it, and there's people that maybe influence you by doing it to you, and they don't even know that they're doing it. These are things that you can start to blend into conversations, into recruiting, and help you make it a lot easier, because as you're doing this, as you're using your voice, asking the questions, and understanding them, and presenting the solution in a way that's magnetic to them, they will start to be primed to look at it with serious eyes and ears. They'll be thinking, wow, this sounds like it's something I should take action. This is something I should be part of, because you're presenting it to them in a way that is unlocking the combination for them to be open to hearing the message, to be engaged, to be excited about taking action. So calibrate them. Does this make sense? Do you follow me? And nod yes, and that'll help reinforce certain key things that you can do as you're calibrating. And also, next, we're going to go into some power words. You can also nod yes when you're using power words. And that'll help reinforce certain words that you're using. And also, you want to be cautious of not using certain words, what I call dangerous words, that can derail your message. And that's what you want to avoid, because you can get to a good point, but then as you're getting yeses and influence them, you start to use the wrong words. Maybe you're not using your voice properly. Maybe you're not moving the right way. You'll start sending the wrong signals, which will have them back up and be more resistant. You want them to be relaxed and open and be primed to saying yes and hearing your message with eyes of real serious interest and ears of real serious interest. So next, into some more subconscious patterns of influence.